WJTL of Beth Luna is right on time. Good morning to you. It's 7:04.
Hey, we're celebrating Winning Wednesday this week by giving away a $20 gift card to Utter Bliss Creamery in Elizabethtown. This family-owned ice cream shop offers over 60 handcrafted, heavenly ice cream flavors, including vegan options, and it now serves R&K subs. So listen Wednesday for a chance to call in, win a gift card to Utter Bliss Creamery.
This morning, our very special guest is Ann Byler, Auntie Ann Byler. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here. We were thinking about when we saw each other last. You were here for a Live from the Junction Center with Brandon Heath.
That's correct. A number of years ago.
Yeah, and your granddaughter was with you,
I remember. That's right, Trinity. Yes,
yeah,
she was.
That was wonderful. So it's great to have you back. Welcome. We're going to talk about your books, but we were just chatting about how some people are surprised that Auntie Ann Byler is a real person, that the Auntie Ann's pretzel person is real, and that's you.
I know people are surprised, but you know what I'm happy about is I'm glad that everyone knows about Auntie Ann's pretzels.
Yeah.
That's most important.
Did you ever think when you were starting all those years ago back at a market that they were going to be in every airport, every mall in America, pretty much everywhere you go?
No, we had no clue. We did one store in Downingtown, Pennsylvania was our first farmer's market. And I'll never forget the day, Fred. It was like I was standing there wondering, why am I doing this? Mm. And we had no idea that God had a great big plan for us. And it began to unfold with two stores the very first year, 1988. And then the next year, 12 more. And we continued to grow and have gone around the world. But I had no clue that first day.
Pretty exciting. You told me earlier that you could write a book about all the Auntie Anns you go through in the airport and the experiences you've had.
Yeah, it's interesting because, as you said, most people don't know that I exist. And it's funny to me because I'm very much alive and I'm very well.
Yes, you are. Yeah. And very down to earth, which I love. So speaking of writing books, you have written a brand new book that is a cookbook. It's a recipe book.
That's correct.
It's called Come to the Table. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the cookbook was inspired, I guess, many years ago when I did a lot of baking and I cooked as I was the baker in our family of eight kids, and I was the only one in the family that had allergies. And so I was inside with mom and I learned how to bake and cook. And a few years, maybe 2 years ago, when my manager, Gentry Lesby, just said, you know, I think you need to do a cookbook. And you know, we had written a few books, and I said, well, okay, let's give it a shot. And I have to tell you, it was one of the hardest books I've ever written.
Interesting. So you've written five books.
True, yes.
Yeah, that are available anywhere. So what made a cookbook so hard for you to write?
Well, growing up on a little Amish Mennonite farm, you just kind of throw stuff together, you know? Mm. And mom had this little cookbook. She had little index cards and Mennonite cookbook and some of those things. But for the most part, you know, she would just ask me to make dinner and I'd throw stuff together. And baking became a little more, really became what I really enjoyed doing. And that was a little more difficult because I did have to follow a recipe, you know,
right,
for the cookies and the pies and the cakes. And so at the age of 11 and 12, I made 50 to 70 pies and cakes on a Thursday night when mom was at market with my dad. And I would go down in the basement and wipe my tears as I was going down the basement because I had to do this by myself. Mom wasn't home. And it really gave me a wonderful, at the time it didn't seem wonderful, but looking back, it was really the foundation for my love of baking. And the lesson that I learned there was perseverance. Do what you don't feel like doing and you'll be successful. So I did a lot of that. But anyway, I just began to enjoy baking. And so it's always been within me, you know, just the love of that.
Yeah.
And so when Gentry said, make the cookbook, I was like, wow. So the hard part was we had to get all the recipes fine-tuned.
Get them right so that people could follow them.
That's right.
And yeah, because that's got to be the hard part.
It was very difficult. And so we had we did over 100 recipes, I believe, and I had to bake or make whatever it was, all of them about three times, and then you know, write it all down. So it was just a labor of love, but it was truly laborious.
Oh, I'm sure. So what is it that you love about baking? What is it that you love about cooking?
Wow. I think that was you know, as a kid, I remember baking cookies and pies, and there was mom and dad or the rest of the siblings would comment on, this is good. I don't know. It sounds silly, but I loved making something really good and getting a great response.
Yeah.
It gave me just a lot of satisfaction. I was serving in that way.
Sure.
But I also got an instant reward. Like,
right. Oh.
So I knew I could
knew
do
it
this
tasted
well.
Good. Yeah.
And my dad, he would always brag on the baked goods at market and say, my daughter made these pies and cakes. And I don't know. There was something very satisfying because I knew I was pleasing my parents, number one.
And, yeah. And then the people who ate it.
The taste buds. Everybody liked what I baked. So it was good.
I love that. Come to the Table is the name of Annie Ann's new cookbook. It's available anywhere. They can go to your website, annieannbeiler.com. Mm-hmm. They can check it out. Your other books are available there too, I'm assuming.
Yes, they are.
And you're going to have a book signing coming up this weekend. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Nooks in Lancaster on Sunday. And I believe that it's a ticketed event. And we're just really excited to come home. You know, I'm coming home to my roots. And
yeah, because you guys moved to Texas a few years back.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we're going to do this book signing at 4:30 on Sunday at the Nooks in Lancaster City.
Yeah.
And I love coming home. You know, this Lancaster County is truly where I was born and raised and lived here most of my life.
Yeah.
And I do still feel like I'm coming home, and
you
I love
are.
That feeling.
Yeah, I love that, too. The book signing's at Nooks, North Prince Street in Lancaster, 4:30 to 6. You could sign up at Annie Ann's website, annieannbeiler.com, and there's /register there. You can check that out. All the info is there. You have social media, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Facebook and Instagram and everything.
People
can follow you as well. We're going to talk more about your book, because I want to find out what some of your favorites are, and we're going to give you opportunities to win the book as well. Well, coming up just around the corner, so stick around.